Hi Josh, welcome. This walkthrough was built for you and Exalt, from what you told us.
Thank you. I'm really excited to get into this one.
Yeah, me too. Because, most companies think that deploying AI means buying a massive supercomputer, right? Like flipping a switch and then just letting one giant digital brain try to run the whole company.
Right, yeah, the magic bullet approach.
Exactly. But what if the secret to your future at Exalt isn't one giant brain at all? What if it's a highly coordinated, sort of invisible team of six distinct specialists?
I mean, that is the core of this entire strategy for you. Based heavily on what you told us, this roadmap isn't some generic off-the-shelf software plugin.
Yeah, it can't be.
No, it really can't. Trying to force one monolithic AI model to handle everything at Exalt would be, well, it would be incredibly
And
clunky.
it hallucinate,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It would hallucinate, it would cross wires, and honestly, it would ultimately just slow you down. Instead, your ecosystem requires a targeted strategic transformation built specifically for your unique operational footprint.
Okay, so let's unpack the mechanics of that. Because the high-level vision is fantastic, but to actually execute it, we have to look at the boots-on-the-ground reality.
Right, the actual implementation.
Exactly. For you, Josh, that brings us directly to the deployment of your six custom agents. It's essentially like hiring a brand new, highly specialized task force all on the exact same day.
Yeah, and to understand the value here, we have to look at the limitations of human workflows that your answers highlighted.
The bottlenecks.
Exactly. You've got human capital tied up in repetitive, data-heavy workflows right now.
Like data entry and all that.
Yeah, let's say you have an employee manually parsing incoming vendor invoices, cross-referencing them against supply chain trackers, and then manually updating a CRM.
Sounds exhausting.
It is. And it's necessary work, but it's slow.
Yeah.
So by deploying six distinct AI agents, each trained and optimized for a very specific domain within Exalt, you basically break that bottleneck completely.
Well, give me a concrete example of what these different domains look like in practice, because, you wouldn't hire a single human to be your lead accountant, your head of marketing, and your supply chain manager.
No, of course not. You want experts in each seat.
Right. So what does that look like digitally?
Think of it like this. Agent one is your ingestion engine. Its entire universe, its only job, is taking messy, unstructured, inbound data.
Like what, for example?
Like a disorganized email from a client or, say, a 100-page PDF, and pulling out the specific metrics Exalt needs. It doesn't analyze. It just extracts and structures.
Got it. So it just cleans the room.
Exactly. Then you have Agent 2, the logic router. It takes that clean data from Agent 1, figures out which department needs to see it, and updates your internal databases.
Okay, I'm making sense.
And then Agent 3 might be strictly focused on optimizing client touch points, like drafting contextual responses based on what Agent 2 just filed. They each have a rigidly defined job description.
Okay, here is where I have to play devil's advocate for a second. As a business leader, I hear that and my mind goes straight to the logistics. When you introduce six different agents into an ecosystem at once, how do you prevent them from tripping over each other or creating a massive management headache for you and the human team?
I'm glad you brought that up because that is the single most important question when deploying multi-agent systems. You absolutely do not want a scenario where your human team is suddenly spending, half their day playing referee between AI tools.
Right, fixing their
Yeah,
arguments.
exactly. So the architecture we've outlined handles this through highly defined technical guardrails. These agents don't operate in isolated silos, but they are also completely blocked from just running wild.
Okay, but when you say guardrails, what does that actually mean under the hood? Because people throw that word around a lot, but I want to know the actual mechanism. Are we talking about permissions?
Yeah, it's a combination of strict API restrictions and locked data formatting. Let's look at the handoff between Agent 1 and Agent 2.
The ingestion engine and the logic router.
Right. Agent 1 doesn't just casually toss the data over a fence. It uses an API to output the extracted information as a structured JSON file.
And for anyone who doesn't live in the code, a JSON file is basically just a highly organized, predictable digital checklist, right?
That's a really great way to picture it. Yeah, it's a very rigid format. And here is the key for Exalt. Agent 2 is programmed to only read that specific JSON format.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's literally impossible for them to miscommunicate because the language they share is totally locked down. Furthermore, Agent 1's access tokens are restricted.
He meaning what exactly?
It literally cannot cross into Agent 2's lane or access, say, the marketing database, even if it experienced an error. because it literally doesn't have the digital keys to open those doors.
Okay, but what if Agent 1 makes a mistake? Like, what if it hallucinates or misreads a massive invoice? Does Agent 2 just blindly run with bad data and suddenly you have an invisible chain reaction of errors happening in the background?
No, no. The architecture prevents that blind chain reaction through built-in validation layers.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, before Agent 1 can generate that JSON file, the data has to meet a minimum confidence score.
A confidence score, okay. Yeah.
Let's say the system is set to a 95% confidence threshold. If an invoice is too messy, or the handwriting is illegible, and the agent is only 85% sure about the numbers, it stops.
It just halts.
It does not hand the data to Agent 2. Instead, it flags that specific document for a human to review.
Ah, okay. So it routes the ambiguity to a person.
Yes, exactly. Your human team manages the exceptions, not the process itself. The vast majority of the time, the data just sails through cleanly.
That's a huge distinction.
It is. It's like a relay race happening in the background of Exalt. But the runners are in deep, walled tracks. They can't veer into another lane, and they can only pass the baton if the baton is perfectly configured.
And if that invisible walled relay race is functioning in the background, it means your human managers aren't spending their time babysitting the software.
Whoa.
Which creates a really natural bridge from talking about how this task force operates to examining the why. And that directly impacts the bottom line. So let's get into the ROI picture.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because when we break down the projected return on investment, the immediate thought is usually cost cutting.
Right, like cutting overtime, reducing administrative bloat, that sort of thing.
Exactly. But based on what you told us, you aren't just looking for a temporary band-aid to save a few bucks on data entry. You're looking for a structural advantage.
Okay, let's define structural advantage mechanically. How does having 6 AI agents fundamentally alter the financial structure of the business?
Well, it breaks the linear relationship between headcount and output.
Break that down for me.
In a traditional model, if Exalt wants to, say, double its client volume, you have to roughly double your administrative staff to handle the paperwork, the tracking, the data entry, all of it.
Right. More clients means more people doing the paperwork?
Yeah, your overhead scales right alongside your revenue. But when these 6 agents take over those core operational lanes, your overhead becomes largely decoupled from your output.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You can suddenly handle a significantly higher volume of work with the exact same core team. The marginal cost of taking on a new client drops dramatically.
ROI is a term thrown around a lot. But looking at the specifics of your answers, what is the most surprising or hidden area of value that Exalt is going to unlock once these agents are running at full speed?
I'd say the most profound ROI here isn't actually about the machines or the software costs.
Really?
No, it's about your people. The hidden value is the total reallocation of human cognitive bandwidth.
Cognitive bandwidth. Okay, give me a real-world scenario of what that reallocation feels like on a Tuesday afternoon.
Sure. Think about a mid-level manager at Exalt.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, based on your answers, they might spend 4 hours a day manually reconciling supply chain invoices.
Just staring at spreadsheets.
Exactly, or hunting down discrepancies across 3 different software platforms. It's draining, tedious work.
It's soul-crushing, honestly.
It really is. But once this roadmap is executed, the AI task force does that same reconciliation in about 12 seconds.
12 seconds. So those 4 hours don't just vanish. They get handed back to the employee.
Exactly. And that changes the entire dynamic of your workforce. Your human team gets out of the weeds.
Because they aren't bogged down in the minutia anymore.
Right. They aren't spending their mental energy on data entry. They are spending those 4 hours negotiating better rates with vendors, building stronger client relationships, or, you know, exploring new market expansions.
The high-level stuff.
Yeah. You are offloading the execution of the routine to the machines, which gives your team the space to do the things only humans can do, creative problem solving and strategy.
It basically takes the speed limit off how fast Exalt can grow. You are building an infrastructure that doesn't just support the company where it is today, but physically propels it toward where you want it to be tomorrow.
That's exactly right. The technology is ready, the guardrails are conceptualized, and the validation layers ensure that the integration is native, not just, you know, taped together after the fact.
Right. It's a cohesive system.
It is. The compounding ROI is mapped out. The final variable is just the execution of this custom-built roadmap.
And that leads perfectly into something for you to think about as we wrap up this overview. Once these six agents are fully integrated and that ROI picture becomes your everyday reality, what does the next entirely new evolution of Exalt look like?
It's a great question. Because when you strip away the limitations of legacy workflows and truly empower your human team with this synchronized architecture, the sheer potential is massive. It aligns perfectly with everything you've laid out for Exalt's long-term ambitions.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this walkthrough, Josh. Your next step from here is to open the written playbook and complete the qualifier page. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll be talking with you soon.